Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I told you this morning that we were going to talk with Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. Roy is joining me on the phone line right now. Roy, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you with us. I hope you are healthy, safe, and I know that the folks at PermaSeal are very busy, but I wanted to take a little bit of your time this morning, if you don't mind, and talk a little bit about the recent rains that we had. A lot of people, I mean, you guys at PermaSeal talk a lot about dry basements and healthy homes and all the different services that you provide, but there's a difference in the water that can come into your home. One certainly is seepage from, you know, it could be cracks in the foundation or coming up from the floor where you get groundwater, but sewer backup is in my opinion, you know, kind of the worst of the worst when you get that water into a home.
I'm right with you, Lou. It's not just the amount of water, because typically when the sewer backups, you're talking inches, sometimes feet of water, as opposed to, you know, puddles and a nuisance. It's a major problem in terms of the amount of damage it does, but also, of course, the quality of the water. This is contaminated water. This isn't clean rainwater. It's water that's backed up through the city sewer system or your sewer system, and so there's a lot of contaminants. It's a very unsafe and unsanitary situation. So, yeah, it's a different kind of animal.
If you're a homeowner and, you know, obviously getting water in the lower level of your home in a basement is just, it's a terrible feeling for people, but, you know, obviously you and I could look at it and say, no, pretty quickly, well, that's, you know, that's the wrong kind of water. Or the, you know, not that there's any good kind of water when you're in the basement waterproofing business. But, I mean, how does a homeowner know the difference?
Well, primarily, the first clue is, you know, geez, the amount of water. You know, like I say, if you're getting, you know, seepage, it's through a crack or you know, seepage through the foundation. It's typically localized and things like that. But when you start getting inches of water, it's one of two things. Either your sump pump has failed, which in the stormwater can, if the sump pump's failed and there's no place for the water to go, it can back up into inches of water. But when the other big clue is if you have a floor drain. Now, you know, most homes have a floor drain, and a lot of them, it goes out to the city sewer. So I always ask, well, is the water going down the floor drain or is it coming up? So, in other words, if you've got inches of standing water and you have a floor drain, that means if it's not going down, that means it's coming up. So, if your floor drain is covered with water, that means, you know, your sewer is probably backed up.
I think for a lot of people, too, in kind of understanding the anatomy of, you know, your sewer line, you know, they kind of think of their plumbing of what's in their house, but Your system and like what you're responsible for isn't just in your home, right?
Right, absolutely. And you're right. That's a very common misconception that people think that, okay, somehow the city is responsible for the sewer outside their home. But actually, it's not the case. The city is responsible for the city sewer out in the street. And so you're actually responsible for your entire sewer line all the way to the street, including, you know, through the parkway in some cases. So the city, and you have a connection out there where your private line goes into the city sewer line. So you are responsible for the maintenance of that sewer line. And I'm really, you know, sad and disappointed that people don't understand that, because there's so much that we can do to do preventive maintenance to prevent a catastrophe. If people understood that, we have this camera service where we can actually, you know, run a camera all the way from your house all the way out to the city sewer and show in graphic detail what kind of shape your sewer line is in. So then you either have peace of mind and knowing that, oh great, I'm in good shape, there's no problem, or oh my gosh, I'm just a half inch away from, you know, having a catastrophe here. So that's just something, a normal maintenance. We're not even talking about municipal sewer backup or the real heavy storms. You can get sewer backup on a day like today, because your sewer line is degrading and there may be tree roots, maybe debris or things. And so I encourage everybody to have a camera inspection of their sewer line just so they have that peace of mind and know what kind of shape you're in.
You know, I honestly think that with the technology of the camera systems now, I mean, I can remember, I mean, you can too, right? When these cameras first came out and they were, you know, very expensive and very few plumbers and plumbing services had them. And the quality, you know, back then, I remember the first time they were all black and white. And now it is a color. It is if you're taking a video of with one of these fancy new smartphones where the cameras are just amazing. And to me, it would almost be the kind of thing, if you're buying a house, it should be like a separate inspection that people think about, because it literally can give you peace of mind to know what's going on there. You know, if you can imagine for the homeowners, right, it's like a giant T, right? The city sewer is, you know, out there typically running parallel with the street, and your line is coming in like the long end of a T, and you are responsible from your house all the way to where it joins that T. And, you know, you can put that thing in there and literally foot by foot see exactly what's going on. And doesn't that also, Roy, I mean, for your crews, like if somebody had a sewer that collapsed, or, you know, you literally can put this camera into the basement and head out there and know exactly where to dig in the front yard to make a repair.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's just that. Sometimes it's sheared right at the house. And, you know, a lot of times the sewer line is compromised, broken, has holes in it, and people aren't aware of it because the water then is just dumping out into the yard, and it works. And so people don't even know they have a problem until eventually the soil starts to backfill into that sewer line, and then it causes a clog. So, yeah, we can, you know, the definition on these cameras is amazing. You brought up a good point about buying a new house. You know, a lot of times people are all in, you know, financially and buying this new house.
Right.
Of course, you have a building inspector, and he does, you know, a tremendous job of checking every outlet and every faucet and making sure everything's working and tells you everything. But one thing they don't look at is that sewer line. And there's potential. Sometimes that sewer line totally has to be replaced. You'd be talking over $10,000, you know, sometimes to replace the sewer line. And you don't want to walk into a surprise like that. So I would definitely recommend, and you're right, you have to request a separate inspection, probably arrange it, because building inspectors, they do great jobs, but they just don't do that. They don't have the equipment.
Right.
We do, and it's very inexpensive. I mean, I think it was like $260 or something. We can come out today and give you that peace of mind. So I would definitely not buy a piece of property. Why take that liability?
Yeah, I mean,
risk.
I mean, unless it's a brand new home where the sewer line is brand new, you know, that would certainly be maybe an exception. But boy, if you're doing an older home, it certainly makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. Okay, let's talk about sewer backup, because, all right, waterproofing and your leaky basement, we can talk like crazy about that. But we're talking about sewer backups. Can you talk a little bit about some of the solutions that you folks at PermaSeal can provide to give people some peace of mind so that sewer line doesn't back up?
Well, sure. Well, first of all, we just need to identify what kind of sewer backup we're having. Is this something like it happens today, or is it only happen when the city sewers back up? So in other words, sometimes it's just your local line because of tree roots or debris, and we just need to either rod that out or sometimes repair a piece of the line or something. So that's the one problem. What we had back in May when the heavy rains hit was a tremendous number of towns, cities, municipalities. Sewers were overloaded, and they backed up through those T connections, as you described it, into people's homes, you know, creating holding tanks in people's basements, you know, inches and feet of water.
Right.
So there's a solution for that as well. Unfortunately, the city, again, doesn't take responsibility. Even when their sewer backs up into your home, that's not their problem, they will tell you, but it's definitely your problem. So you have to take steps yourself to protect your home, and fortunately those are available. I wanted to talk briefly about things that people kind of do as a knee-jerk reaction, like, well, I get water, you know, bubbling up through my sewer, I'm going to put a cap in there, and they put a plug in the sewer line in the floor drain to keep it from going up there. Well, they need to realize all they're doing is creating more pressure on that sewer line, and that sewer line is not like a water pipe. It's not designed to be under pressure. So that may be a very temporary relief, But what happens is that causes those sewer lines to rupture, and you're going to get the same amount of water filling in around your house, and it's eventually going to come in other parts of your basement and things. So that's really not a good solution. It actually causes more problems for your sewer line. And similar with the standpipes, where people put a section of pipe that will hold the water and keep, you know, instead of getting 2 inches water in your basement, you get 2 inches water in a standpipe. And that can work for a period of time, but it does the same thing, puts a tremendous amount of pressure and compromises the sewer line. So we've got a couple great solutions, permanent solutions, which of course is what PermaSeal does. We always look for permanent, sustainable solutions. And one of them, of course, is overhead sewers, where we can convert your system and we put in an ejector pump and divert all your household water into an ejector pump and then pump it in by force into the sewer so it cannot back up. And then the other is a check valve system, where we actually can put a vault outside in your yard and we put a double check valve system. So it's a one-way valve, and we put two of them in, just preventive, safe measure,
you know,
all underneath the ground.
Right. And, you know, the thing with those is, and I know for a lot of people, obviously, when you get this kind of damage, it's a huge emotional roller coaster for people, you know, because there's all this other damage there. And then, you know, these backflow preventers, they're not, you know, this is not a $500 fix. You're investing in this kind of thing, and it's certainly not as sexy as, like, oh, I'm getting a new kitchen, or I'm getting new countertops, or whatever. But I have always said that when you go into these backflow preventers, it's an added value proposition for your home when you go to sell. I mean, it's one of those other things that when people are checking the boxes of, like, oh, I love this house, it's in a great neighborhood, and I love, you know, it's got hardwood floors and it's close to this. Oh, and it's got a backflow preventer, you know, so the basement, we don't get a sewer backup. I think that it is an investment that will, you know, will pay for itself when the time comes that you'll sell that home. But also, you know, you guys at PermaSeal talk a lot about peace of mind. It gives you that peace of mind that the water's not coming in.
Yeah, if you've ever cleaned up after a flood, you know, just one time, you will never forget that. Oh. And the expense and heartache involved. It's a small price to pay to get a permanent solution to that. So you will enjoy that peace of mind, knowing you're never going to have to go through with that. You'll do the right thing for the next owner. And quite frankly, Lou, a lot of these are, you know, growing by towns. And it used to be just the typical river towns that would flood in the city of Chicago and north suburbs and things, but we're seeing more municipalities have these problems, and because their infrastructure has deteriorated, and so it's growing, and people are aware, and they're starting. You know, your neighbors may have problems and things. So to have a system that you can guarantee that that's not going to happen,
right?
That adds tremendous value to your home compared to your neighbors.
Right. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, right? We're building all these new homes. They're, you know, a neighborhood that used to be a bunch of, you know, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath houses are now 5 bedrooms with, you know, 4 baths. And, you know, you're just dumping a whole heck of a lot more into a system that wasn't designed for it, and it just creates a bunch of problems. But before I let you go, though, I want to touch on one other thing. You know, we're in some tough times right now, and there's a lot of people in certain areas that are out of work. But then you guys are busy, you're growing, and you're looking for people. In particular, you're looking for some experience help. You want to talk quickly about that?
Yeah, exactly. We're just very fortunate to have so much work from the storms. Even we're still recovering from that, and we continue to get calls in, and so we have a tremendous backlog that I feel bad about. Sometimes it takes us weeks, sometimes months to get to some of these projects. So we're really looking for not experienced waterproofers or sewer technicians so much, but somebody who's run a construction type crew. You know, it could be a tree service, landscaping, you know, building construction, somebody who's can handle a crew and customers and things. We will train them in the technical end of waterproofing and sewer backup in this case and things like that. So we'll get them trained fairly quickly. Most people with construction background can grasp this quickly, but we really need somebody who can have the moxie to run a crew and get a job done right and things. So we really encourage them to come to our website. It's careers.permaseal.net. We're paying a $6,000 hiring bonus for people with that kind of construction supervisory experience. So
hold on, I'm typing that in. $6,000, Lou Manfredini careers. Roy, I can run a crew. Roy, I can run a crew.
Bring it on. Glad to have you, Lou.
I'll have to run that one up the flagpole.
You do have to last 90 days, though.
Right, exactly.
Show up, get the check.
Hey, and in some cases it can be very hard work, but very rewarding as well. Roy, it is always nice to talk with you. My best to you and your family. You've got a bunch of people out there working really hard to try and help people, and I know for some, they're like, oh, they can't get there for, you know, whatever weeks. I mean, you even touched on that. I know it's something you don't like, but I will tell you that just somebody driving around in a pickup truck with a bunch of hydraulic cement is not going to be the right person to fix and solve these problems. So whether it's sewer backup or basement waterproofing or the other services that you offer, encapsulation and monitoring systems, as well as, you know, the poly level. I was talking to somebody about that this morning. You guys can certainly help people out at permaseal.net. And if you're interested in a career, go to careers.permaseal.net. Roy Spencer, president and founder of Permaseal. Thanks so much for joining us, Roy. I hope you have a terrific rest of your day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Be well. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. It's 8:45 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and get back to your phone calls at 877-2134-LOU right after these messages.